to all that people are saying, I feel like one thing that we don't address is our personal responsibility to our fellow man. Because so often you're sitting next to somebody who you know good and well you have more than they have. What are you going to do about it? You going to help them? I used to teach young people, and if I had money in my pocket and I knew they were hungry, I'd buy them a damn sandwich. If someone didn't have a coat, I would come home to my house. I'm not exactly loaded myself. I grew up poor. And I would give them one of my coats. And it was life-changing to these young people. So I'm curious as to what you think about that, because we can talk all we want to about the two-party system. We want to, you know, independence to vote, all of that. But if you're thinking that system's going to change before how countless people die and end up losing their homes and everything else, you are delusional. So I'm curious as to what you think about people addressing your personal responsibility to your fellow man.
Yeah. I think this is where the conversation must go if we're going to make real progress. And God bless you for being such an amazing teacher, an amazing soul to your neighbor. And I think that one thing that worries me a bit about our conversation about inequality in the country is that it tends to gravitate toward the top 1%. And that's a really important conversation to have, but right. It kind of lets like, you know, everyone else off the hook a bit,
right,
you know, because
right
we can
on.
Say, you know, oh, the problem lives in yachts and Swiss bank accounts. But, you know, a lot of folks that are middle class, upper middle class, they get a lot more housing help than the poor, right? So
right.
We spend about $200 billion every year on homeowner tax benefits. And we spend about $40 billion a year on direct housing assistance to the needy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one way we can think about that is for folks to say, all right, you know, I don't need to take a mortgage income deduction for more than $500,000, more than $400,000. And I encourage my lawmaker to take that savings and redirect it to housing assistance. You know, that would make a huge difference. Like,
right.
There's an estimate that suggests that if we cap the mortgage income deduction at $500,000, which would only affect like 5% of mortgages in the country, that would allow us to give like over 1 million additional households housing vouchers. You know, big savings. But you know, I think it would take some courage on the part of the folks that you're addressing exactly in this comment, where like we would need to kind of ask hard questions about ourselves and how our lives are implicated in poverty in America. I remember my good friend, a woman named Ruth Turley, who teaches sociology at Rice, and she focuses on educational inequality. So Rice is in Houston, right? And she's like, Matt, if everyone was zoned to the Houston public school system, if everyone zoned to that school system, went to that school system, the system would have a 40% poverty rate, okay? She's like, and then she was like, do you know what the poverty rate is? It's 80%, right? It's 80%.
Okay.
And because, like, basically, if you can pay for your kids to go to private school, you do, right?
Right.
And then she said, and we have the audacity to ask ourselves why these schools are failing, right? And so I think that your question really pushes us in the right direction, and I'd really love to see the public debate about inequality go in that direction.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Matt. We're going to